our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to put our finger on verse 2. Let's go. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Isn't that good? We're on episode 37, and in this episode of this series, we're talking about blood covenant and the new man. Here, the Apostle Paul continues to talk about what it means to live in a house not made with hands versus a house that's considered to be a building of God. Here, the word God has everything to do with the Trinity. And because it represents the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, we see that in 1 John 5, and we taught about it, there's three that bear witness to what is in heaven: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all three of these are one, and they agree. Paul said, in this. I love that, because this word grouping is literally tuto. Tuto. And it has everything to do with this person. In this person, I groan. In having the idea of our relationship of rest. I remember a year ago teaching from Philippians chapter 3, where it talked about the work of God in Jesus. And that little word "in" represents the idea to be positioned in righteousness, and how righteousness trains us to be one in God's rest. And because of that, righteousness is more than right standing with God. It trains us in God's rest, or the rest of the Father, the rest of the Son, the rest of the Holy Spirit, the finished works of the cross. In this person. And Paul begins to speak from his relation of being embodied inside of the Godhead as one, upheld in blood covenant. You see, in righteousness, every part of our being is no longer divided, no longer has a partition wall, because the veil has been rent. Yes, we are three parts. Hold on, spirit, soul, and body. But. These three are no longer separate. There's no dividing wall, because we're an echo of who we live in, and we're joined together in blood covenant. We're joined together in the elements of blood, water, spirit. Isn't that good? In this place that I live in, I earnestly groan. I crave, I desire earnestly. And because I earnestly desire, I long for the ability to be clothed from on high. Remember when Adam and Eve were in the garden and they saw themselves no longer clothed or no longer hidden in God on the outside. They began to see from the outside looking in. I love what Paul says here, because he says, I long to be clothed outwardly. He understood that because he lived as an echo of the heavenly house as one, he automatically knew that his whole being was positioned in the elements of blood covenant. Think about a river. Think about an ocean in the ocean floor. The water is on top, giving life to everything that's in it. And that is us. That is the disciple. We are positioned under the elements of blood covenant. You see, blood covenant is the believer's authority. The elements of blood, the elements of life that's in the blood, the elements of the Spirit of God is the believer's authority, because it upholds them as one. And because they're as one, then the life of this house that we so long to be clothed with upon us causes what we speak to go through them. Isn't that good? To go through them. And because of that, we earnestly desire and we long for to be clothed from on high with and from heaven. I love that. I simply love that, to put on. This word clothed also represents the idea to invest. You know, we live in a day and age where we talk about, should we invest in that or should we invest in that? But the idea is when we are clothed upon, whatever we are clothed with is what causes what's inside to be distributed. We got to get a hold of that, because when we allow the fullness of who God is in us to clothe us upon us and remain in that place of blood covenant, it's the investment, because of the fullness of God in us, because it distributes what is in us to go out, to be generated, to have a direction towards those things that we desire. So that the more that we rely upon God's rest upon us, We remain in His season. We remain in His time, inwardly and outwardly. And because of that prophetic order, so to speak, then the kingdom and the source of the kingdom, the riches of the inheritance that are found in Christ, Christ meaning Jesus, who is full of the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's what made Him the Christ. That's what made Him the Anointed One. So, when we desire to be clothed upon from on high, and we desire to continue to remain and rest inwardly, then the result would be that our desire and all the supply of our desire will be distributed. Isn't that good? Now, an example of that would be when Jesus was pressing through the crowd and the woman came up and touched Him, and He didn't know that she was there until He felt virtue go out of His body. And then He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" See, He walked with this heavenly house, this heavenly abode upon Him, so that inwardly the distribution of the kingdom could be made known to wherever desire was going to. Isn't that good? I earnestly desire in this or in my position of rest and righteousness, I simply acknowledge that the elements of my spirit, soul, and body, there is no division wall. I just simply acknowledge that I am one in the Godhead, and the elements of blood covenant flow freely. And it's there that I desire earnestly to continually be clothed from on high, to push out of me desire. I love that, because to be clothed upon means smooth breathing, joined together, or life in the same time. You know, it says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Wherever two or more touch and agree, so today, we're running out of time. I just wanted to say that when you talk about blood covenant and the new man, the one thing we have to understand, that through the lost art of the finished works of the cross, the spirit, soul, and body are one new man, one new inner man, and there's no partition wall at all. And as we remain in rest, God's rest and righteous inwardly, and blood covenant flows inwardly, the elements of blood covenant flow outwardly, that we desire to be clothed outwardly the same as we do inwardly, so that in rest, the desire will be pushed out and the supply will be pushed out for everything that we create. Well, I'd like to take time and thank you for subscribing to these same places today. as we steal away in this secret place, we're going to come back and pray in just a moment. Amen. Father, today we just thank you. We give you praise and glory. We simply acknowledge that inwardly there is no dividing wall. We are an echo of each part of the Godhead, spirit, soul, and body, and we are one. I thank you, Father, that in that place of rest and righteousness, in this, Paul said, place, the elements of blood and water, spirit are free to flow inwardly and outwardly. And as we earnestly desire to be clothed upon from high, this heavenly house, we thank you that what is in us will be pushed out along with all of the supply of your will, your way in our lives. And truly we live life in abundance. Father, I thank you today that you are unlocking healing for those that need healing. You are unlocking divine appointments for those that need divine appointments. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that there are testimonies coming forth of situations being changed in Jesus' name, because they're beginning to sow into the life of blood covenant in their inner being, spirit, soul, and body. They're allowing blood covenant to invest in them and also upon them so that they can be positioned to see that abundant life come out of them and be distributed your will and your way towards those things that they desire, towards those things that you desire in each of their lives. Father, I just thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for subscribing to these same places today as we steal away in the secret place. Amen.